The amazing nugget. Hosamu the whole zaman shle nikva kol zaman. You didn't put a needle. You didn't put a hole in it yet. In the makabel to is that makabel tumah. Do le nigmeres malachto. It didn't. The needle is not finished yet. His this needle of the mouth is a piece of metal, and it's only made to pierce it to make the hole go through. So kol zaman you didn't do it. So Rashi is not called nigma malachto. Rashi you say hold in your tumah kli ma'isakziv. What, which kelim is makabel tumah or kli ma'isa kel that you could use right now? That means shegomar kol masayu. So everything that has to be done was finished already. Mashenkin here that you didn't have the pierce the hole yet is not called a kli. Or miyul inyan shabes shaya. For shabes though it's good. The zimnim the man lechalo. O monach lehochi. O meshavu lemonu tilas koitz. For shabes though it's called a kli because sometimes you change your mind and leave it the way it is because it could be used to take out the splinters from yourself. If you have a needle that's finished, you made the hole already. Go on your field. If you have a needle that you finished it, as you decided now, I'm never going to put a hole through it. It's a finished clear the way it is. So then it's makabel tumah. So even though the needle does not have a hole in it, still it's makabel tumah. So such a needle that you made up your mind, you're going to leave it the way it is, that's called a finished enigma malachtam, and that's makabel tumah. So that keli is always makabel tumah. So the Mishnah. Chamor, a donkey, yoitze b'madas. You can put a cushion or a type of a blanket over the chamor. We'll see in the Gemara, because a donkey always gets cold, even in the summer he's always cold. So you're allowed to warm him up on Shabbat, that's called a tachshit. That's called like a beggar for a chamor, you can walk out with it on Shabbos. The yisoid that we had before in the Mishnah, that there's a mitzvah, shrisas bemta on Shabbos, that you have to make sure you don't make your behemah do a malach on Shabbos. So you can't put a masui on top of your behemah, let him walk out with it on Shabbos. But these things is called a beggar, so it's like a tachshit for the behemah, it's mutter. Shrashi madas bishto omanicha moisa kol ayoyim ala chamor lechamamoy to warm him up. The yarm inch people say chamra filu betkufas tamuz korolei. A donkey even a tamuz is always cold. So if you need to put a blanket over him, it's called a tachshit. Weiter bizman chikshur only if it's tied. Shrashi chikshur mama forish because if it's not tied, the gazer will fall off and maybe you walk down with a shush rabbi with it. Schorim that's Shrashi schorim means elim that's rams. Is yoytzim levuvim. You could let them go out tied up. Is the Gemara will explain what this means. I think levuvim means you're tied up. They're zechras, they're gid. That you don't want them to be able to make the nekevis pregnant. So you tie up the gidim. The gid. Levuvim. You tie them up. They're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. Even though the gid is tied up, still it's mutter. Rechelis, that's the females. Goats, what's up, Chalis? That's, roughly, sheep. Yoitzois, they go out, shechoizois. This is with the tail. Sometimes you tie the tail upwards, that a zercha could be mezokic with her. Kavulos, sometimes you tie the tail downwards, so a zercha can't go on her, not to make her pregnant. Or kavunas, sometimes she ties herself up to keep her tsemer or clean. So they hold any these type of tying up, it's a derech, it's a tzerech of the behemah, she's allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. But izim, goats, yoitzes truers. You could tie up the goats. Trashi truers, the dayim. You could tie up the dodim, the breast. Truers, why pomel yivash? Sometimes you tie it up, shemahatkin kadesh leyachovu. You want to make it tight, so it's to dry up and not give it off milk. Oid v'yisarbo, therefore they'll become pregnant again. Sometimes you want to tie it up posha to keep the milk clean. The breast, the nipples shouldn't touch the ground. And they tie around the kiss, around the bat to keep it clean. So if you tie it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Is Ezim, the goat says Yitzim through. They go out with this kiss around the dodim. We have Yaisi Oisib Kulin. Yaisi says, no, all these cases are Rosser. It's not called a Tashish for the Behema, it's Rosser. So Rashi of Yesi Oisib Kulim Demasayu. He calls this Tama, they're carrying something, and it's also to let your behema go out carrying something. Chutz min Rechelim Hakfunas. Only the Rechelim that you want to cover up to keep their wool clean, that's called the Tzorich. That's Mutter. Rashi Chutz min Rechelim Hakfunas Shu Shmiras Timrul. You're doing that to cover up the Tzemer, their wool, to keep it clean. Shle Yitonet. Vevele Tachshit. That's called the Tachshit. Hate it's a tzarech of the behemah, tzarech adam, that's called a tasha, that's mutter. See in the Gemara Moyesvara. We have Yehuda Waimeh, Izim, the goats, Yoitzeh, Sruroys,
you could go out tying up the dodim, the breast, if you tie it up, liyavish. If you put a kistir around the dodim to make the milk dry up, you do it tight, that's mutter. Avolei lechalev. You just wanted that the milk should stay clean, but to make it have more milk, that's also. For that, you can't do it. Drashi. We have Yehuda Sviral. What?
Utter is the proper term.
Good, good. Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei Ketana Kama Dlav Masi Umiya Liyavish Demahadik Shapir. We do it tight. Vuleka Lemeichish Duma Nofil V'Yosil Asuye. It's mutter. Abi tie the kiss around the other tight. It's mutter. Avulichol, if we just do it for the milk's sake, Lemahadik Shapir Chashindin.
Their system sees you don't tie it around so tight. They're afraid maybe you fall off on Shabbos. They're afraid to come to carry your daram. So just Rabbim. That's why it's awesome with the Rabbonim. That's what the Mishnah says, a chamor. They'll go out with its madas, with its cushion, a blanket around it. It's only if you tie it up before Shabbos. Omer Rav Nachman. We'll soon see the reason why. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi later. Taisi says, Vushek Shulam Yerush Shabbos. Rashi appears to come on to be sure me Yerush Shabbos. If you tie it up Yerush Shabbos, heavy malvish hachamor. Machamor. Then it's called the malvish. It's called the chamor's coat. It didn't tie it ever Shabbos, heavy masli. It didn't have a shame coat yet, so putting it on Shabbos now makes it for masis. Plus the shreir svaron. But you're doing it on Shabbos now because now it's cold. For yoid taisas other pshatim. Yeshesh tefarish, the beinu kshur mer Shabbos mechzik kimeskavin loitzoyis hamadas. It's mashman now, Yibedavka wanted to carry it out. It looks as if you want to take her for a long ride, which is also to do on Shabbos. You want to take him chutz tchum. That's why it's also. The kids, it's only mutter, you tied on the coat, the blanket from before Shabbos.
I don't understand the difference though, with the both Shabbos, the mutter is Megarev Shabbos or Shabbos.
It does not. It's the Maisik, the Teish Pratim is good. The Maisik Shir is also. It looks like now you're doing a Maisik to take the Bamer a long way. It was done before Shabbos and no Issa. Right. Omer Rav Nachman. Masnisa Namidek, the Mishnah is also Raya. Diktoni Einach Chamor Yoitze B'Madat is the Mishnah later. If it's not taran, you can't go out. The Rashi says it's only mutiv is kshura, and the Sefer next Mishnah says it's also if it's not kshura. For the Gemara Hekidomi, what does the next Mishnah mean if it's not kosher, not tied on? Ilay meshenik kshura leklal, if the blanket is not tied on all, has not tied at all around the chamor, pshita. Avadim it's also let it go out on Shabbos. Valdim unofalei v'yosla suya. Maybe you'll fall on the road and you'll come to pick it up and walk with the Dalai Lamas. Shob shita that's also. Elo, the Mishnah means, lav shenik shurim erosh Shabbos. Just that it wasn't tied on erosh Shabbos. Michlau, even though now on Shabbos you're tying it on, but still it's also. So Michlau, the Reisha, that says, our Mishnah says it's muta shek shurim erosh Shabbos. It's only muta if the blanket was tied on the chamor from before Shabbos. Then, like Rash learns, then it's called a malbush. Lotez learns it's not mischab, it doesn't look like you want to take it to a far place. Shema mina, but that's pshat in the Mishnah. Mor tani nam yochi. Chamor yoitze b'madas bizman shekshur l'mer Shabbos. This donkey can only go out with his blanket, it was tied on from before Shabbos. V'loi b'yukub, but not with a saddle. A saddle you can't put on go out on a chamor, afo pi shekshur l'mer Shabbos. Even though it was tied on from before Shabbos, because a saddle is only very small, it's not mechamim, it doesn't heat up, doesn't do any heat for the animal. So therefore, something like a masui. You're only doing it to make carry that a person could ride. You can't ride anywhere in Shabbos. Same with a masui, it's also. Shashi Av Bulkif, the Iyo Nami Mahani. No, that's next month here. As for the Bible holding an ukivate, the saddle doesn't warm it up, so it's also. If you have a shimming, a meal, lay me after ukiv. His man shikshula merim Shabbos. He holds, Rabbi Shimon holds, no. He holds, even with a saddle, is also mutter to let your chamor go out with it on Shabbos, as long as it's tied on from before Shabbos. So this Rashi says, after Yukiv, to iyu nami mahan lechamor. He holds, even though his saddle is a smaller one, it's only on the top of his back, still that little bit helps him to become a little bit warmer. So therefore it's called the tashchit, it's mutter for the chamor to go out with it on Shabbos. O bevazah to gemara shlo yikshaloi masrichim. You can't tie around it the masrichim. Rashi Putlin, the Mechze Kemisha Reitze Latine Masi. These are type of straps that you put around it that the Ma, when you want to put a big Masi, a big weight on top of the Chamor, you use these straps to tie up the weight. So you can't have these straps on the Chamor. That's awesome. The Rabbon, it looks like you want to put Masi. Obavach Layav Shaloi also Ritzu Atachas Novi. You can't put strings around its tail. Because you do this, Rashi says, when you want to go up a mountain and you're afraid the master will fall backwards, or he goes down, you're afraid the master, the weight will fall in front of him, you tie this string around the zonah. So that's also to have, because nearer, like you want to carry out master and Shabbos. Therefore, these strings you can't put on him. Right. Boy mene ravasi, breb nosim, rebichia, baravashi. Mao liten madas, agabi chamor b'Shabbos. Is it mutter to put the blanket on top of the chamor on Shabbos? He's loved to let him ride, to let him walk out with Shusarab Mavadavitz also. That's Shan the Mishnah. It's only Mutiv is Koshef Merah Shabbos. There's not a Shiloh of letting him walk out with Shusarabim, even with Shusar Yachid. Shiloh Sas Muksa. Are you allowed to be Machriach yourself for the Behemoth? Are you allowed to, even in your own backyard, could you put the blanket on top of the Chamor on Shabbos? Trashima Lite Madas. But learn lots of Lushus Rabbim. We're not talking about going outside through Lushus Rabbim. Because that's Pshita also. It's only Mutter. The Mishnah says, if you tie it on before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, Pshita doesn't help to tie it on. So we're not talking about going out through Lushus Rabbim. Ela b'chotz v'fayatina. You have your chamor in your backyard, and it's very cold now. So you want to put a blanket on top of him to make him warm. On Shabbos, you're allowed to put the blanket on or not. That's the Shaila. So and say, the Chorot Shaila, the issue should be, you'd be mishtamish with a Baal Chai. A chamor is mukso on Shabbos, you can't touch the chamor. So to put the blanket on, you have to touch the animal.
Why?
All right, we'll soon see. Omalei mutter. He said it's mutter to do it. Omalei. What's the difference between this and ukiv? How come an ukiv is sadly you're not allowed to put on Shabbos? And how come a blanket you're allowed to put on? Yeah. Ishtik. He didn't say anything. Eis v'yes the kashabek. Trashik sover hu di ishtik mishum le'yashkich bey. He didn't listen to him. The Sabar Ukiv Namishari. And he thought the reason why he kept quiet because he thought even the Ukiv is also mutl. The same way I'm allowed to put a blanket over the Chamor, I could put the saddle on the Chamor also. Namishari. The Yosu Mebraisa, therefore there's an extra spirit from Mebraisa. The Yosu Litlo, it says that you're not allowed to take off the saddle off the Chamor. For Ashto Litlo Marto, Madlich, you're not allowed to take off the saddle off of the Chamor. Lo Niach mi boy, Havadi can't put it on. It looks as if you want to be turning the master, if you want to put on him now a masli. So Rashi Yitzv, may I explain it to you? So you learned up, just like a madas, the blanket is mutter to put on a chamor, who are in the saddle also? Yitzv, ukiv shal gabi chamor, if you have a saddle that was put on for me before Shabbos, but now you have your chamor on Shabbos, it still has a saddle on it, lo yitat lena biyadoi, you can't touch it biyadoi. Elo, maybe let him just untie it, but to make it fall off, just make the chamor move back and forth in your chotzer, and it'll fall off by itself. So you see, it's muksa, like you can't touch it. Hash the little amarta loy, lo niach mi boy. Madach, now I'm going to take off the saddle, avad, you can't put it on. So how could you hold your ladder to put it on? Malay Rab Zera, Shafke, Kirabi Svirule, Yom Rab Chiyav Arashi, Yom Rav. There's no kash, he holds like his Rebbe. What does the Rebbe hold? Rabbi is Rashi like Rav. He holds like Rav. But Rav holds, I'm a Rav, Toilin traskol the behemah b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a traskol, a basket of food, around the neck of a behemah on Shabbos. It's easier for the behemah to eat this way. He has the basket around his neck. It's mutter to put it. Rashi traskol sal mole serim. A basket full of barley. Toilin lo b'tzavori. Tied around its neck. Opiya nosa teichin. The mouth of the chamor is in the basket. V'yecheles, and he eats it. It's a tiny, it's a pleasure for the chamor. He has the food right in his mouth. He doesn't have to bend down to eat it. So this is mutter. The kalvachayim la madas. Says the kalvachayim, and now madas is also mutter. Yeah. The mishum tiny shari. Madach, you got to put a traskel. You got to put this basket around the neck of the chamor. What's the purpose of it? Just to give pleasure to the chamor, to make it easier for the chamor to eat. For tiny, it's mutter to put the basket around his neck. Hocho, when you want to put the blanket on top of the chamor, the mishum tsar. What are you putting the blanket? Because say it's cold, or the chamor is cold, you want to warm him up. That's tsar for him. Lekol shchein avad and avad it's mutter. Therefore, he can't ask a kash from him. He did hold the smutter to put the madas, because he yells like his rebbe. Madar chatraskel is mutter, who's in the madas is also mutter. Trashi tsar shol tsina. Madas mutter to tsarihi. Hilcha ukra b'hochi v'lav masiyu. Since it's an urche b'hochi fakert, it doesn't look like it's carrying something now, because the whole saddle is a malbush, is a tashit for him. The koshchein. So tomorrow, Shmuel oma madas mutter traskel osan. Shmuel taka dingzich. Dafka madas is mutter, mashenka traskel osan. Why? Because the madas tak if it's tsaro, that's called urche b'hochi. Mashenk the traskel is not also, she looks like it's a maskel, it's like it's a carry outside. Or the kids, a traskel is not called a masli. I mean, it's not called a tashid. A tashid is zichana. Like it's not called a chelik of the behemoth. So whatever it is, it's called a masli. That the behemoth would walk out with this on Shabbos, a madad biyosr. Therefore, you can't put it on his neck on Shabbos, because it looks as if you want to make the chamor walk with this on Shabbos. For him to walk out with it on Shabbos is also. Also, Rabbi Chiyev, Rabbi Yosef, Omer Leshmaita, the Rav, Kaimah, the Shemur. He told over Rav's halacha that Rav holds this mutter to put the traskel around the neck of the chamor on Shabbos. He yelled that there's no issa, it doesn't look like a masui, you want to carry it out, you're only doing it for tiny, it's mutter. Omele, Shmuel answered back, if this is what Rav, Taka said, lo yada mil de shabbat ev leklum. Like he doesn't know anything in Hilchah Shabbos. Just to say, I don't hold like you. Like we have Shmuel Taka hold, it's also to put the madas on Taka behemah. And that's why we passing like Shmuel here. That's also to put them at the traskel. It's also to put the traskel on top of the chamor.
The
madas is mutter, right. The traskel is only for tainug. It's not called a tashit for the behemah. Therefore, if he walks out with it on Shabbos, it'll be usher. So therefore, now I'm going to put it on him. Mashenk the madas, which is like both of the tashit for the behemah, you're allowed to put it on him.
What happened to the
shalabah mishtanis b'alchai? Let's see Rashi. Rashi, ma'ishnam ukev she'osta lito chosh l'nich, and often m'melo, k'retoni moliko mishum tsar detzina. Avonetilas ukev, but taken off the saddle, anywhere l'shit stanin. You only want to cool off. She'nes chamamo, why they masui? The chamor got all schwitzed up, he carried a big masui. You want to take off the saddle to make it easier for him to cool off. Shinosa meboy join. Vilo shokul elu yichbas lon. Shirayhu istana mielu. The Yamri Inchi. He's here, it's not so wichtig to take off the ukev. Because he'll cool off by himself. It's only a question a little bit shorter, a little bit longer. But he'll cool off by himself anyway. It's here, it's not so wichtig. So what are you asking him,
what about the shalab about the Mishnah Shabbachai? Which we were saying before the Mishnah was.
Could be like could be mishtamish with him. Toyzer kasha. Taylor traskel. The small taste here. Taylor traskel. The imtayma. The tesa mishum the mishtamish about chai. The chui be mishtamish with about chai by putting the traskel. Let everybody hold the sauce. You not let be mishtamish with about chai. Ki heich the yos la niach ner agave dekel b'shav. Just like we had before. You can't put a ner or a candle on the dekel even before Shabbos because we're afraid on Shabbos you'll take it off the tree. The mishtamish be mechuber. There, when you take off the candle, you're going to move the branches. That's called mishtamish. You don't make the behemah move at all. So just to throw it on top of the behemah doesn't move, that's not called being mishtamish with it. So he says it doesn't move. But that little bit is not called moving. Dilma osi l'shtamish b'alchai. There it's worse. There they wanted an afser, put an afser on top of it. There you will be mishtamish. I call put him here, throwing a blanket. You have to say that the Mitzvah says you just throw the blanket over him, and you don't make the behemah move. It doesn't make the behemah move at all. That there's no issue to be mishtamish. As the issue is only because you're making it move. Chapa nafkamina then ken zayin. And I say Allah l'moshav. You have your jacket hang on a tree. Now I take it off the tree because you'll be mishtamish with the tree. This chantais, if you take it off, it's only on the bark of the tree. So by taking off the bark, as they're not going to make the bark move, maybe you should bite mutter. I'm not sure. I think the loch is still also though. We don't pass on this, I'm not sure. Right. Okay. Right. He saw look Reb Zerim. Zerim went up to Eretz Yisrael, asked him Reb Binyamin, Reb Yefis. He met Reb Yomim, Reb Yefis. The Yosef, he was sitting, Okomalei Mishmei the Reb Yechanan. He's saying over the name of Reb Yechanan. That Noisten Madas Agavi Chamor B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put the blanket on top of the Chamor on Shabbos. Omalei, he entered the back of Yasha. It's not true, that's halacha. V'chein Tirgma Ariach B'Bovel. That's the way Shmuel said in Bovel. Ariach Mani, who was Ariach Shmuel? That Shmuel said it's Mutter. I, Rav also said it was Mutter. Ela Shomai heard that the Messiah babies, he ended off like this. Hey, Shmuel was saying, even though it's mutter to put a madas, to put the blanket on top of the chamor on Shabbos, but it's also to put the traskel, to put the basket around the neck of the chamor that I should eat with, that's awesome. And this is at Omala Yasha, this is true. This is also what Shmuel said in Bavel. This is not like Rav. Because even though Rav was matter to put the madas, that's true, but Rav was also matter to put the traskel. So this member doesn't go according to Rav. Because Rav said he could even put the basket around the neck of the behemoth. Since you're doing it for tining, that's mutter. And here we hold like Shmuel, no, a traskel is also. It's only mutter to do lechamamoy. So tomorrow, the kula yalma miyo madas mutter. But everybody holds vice versa madas to put the blanket, that's lechamoy, that's zicha mutter. For tomorrow, and it's only a shell of a traskel. How come, why is a madas, the blanket, different than the ukiv, than the saddle? That the Bryce before said claw saddle is also. And the Gemara of Nochweiter, you can't even untie the saddle. And you can't even take off the saddle. And the Gemara Shani Hossam, the Yesh the Nothim Mela. The reason why we're not mafia to take it off, because it could fall off by itself. So since it could happen by itself, we're not mafia to touch it at all. Mashenka, to put the blanket on, you can't get on any other way. So Mishun Sarah, the behemoth will make it. So Kenzai will make a Mishum Tsar, such a type of a Tashmash of a Behemoth, will make a Mishum Tsar, there's no other way to do it. Mashenken, taking off the saddle, since you could just untie it and fall off by itself, so we're not Matthew to Mishtamish, but a Baal Chai. Right. We have Papa Omar, another terrorist, the chiluk between Omadas and look at his Poshit. Kam the Chamamoy, Kam the Tsonimno. One is to make it cooler, and one is to make it hot. We're talking about now where the chamor is cold. So you put the madas, the blanket, to make it warm, that's mutter. Kan letzananda. Yukiv is the pshat is, it just got finished schwitzing, it took a long trip, it came home now, so now you want it to cool off. So the way it cools off is by taking off the saddle. Is lechamamor, is letzara. If the chamor is cold, and you don't put the blanket on top of it, it has a lot of tzar. Shom shum tzar, the rabbanu will make up. Of letzananda, when the chamor got finished its long journey and it came home. Good, it's sweating away, it's all hot now, so you want to take off the saddle to make it cool off. Less late tzara, it has no tzara. It's just you want to give it more comfort. You want to make it cool off faster. So good, it doesn't cool off so fast, it's cool off a little bit later. But doesn't have any extra special tzara. So I care, it's finished its journey, it's home, it's resting now. So the fact that it stopped moving is all enough timing to it. I could get off cool, it could cool off faster, so it takes a little bit long time, but it's not called tzara. Behind the Yamish is what people say. Chamora afilu betkufas tamas. A donkey, even in the middle of tamas, in the middle of summer, clearly it's always cold. Therefore, to put a blanket, the rabbanu will make them. Mishum tzara, they will make them. Mashenken ukiv is not mishum tzara. It's just that you cool off. They will not make them. Meisvei, have a kash on this. Shashi, before Rashi, kam lechamamo madas sar lechamamo omut mishum tzara detzina. Al Ratilas Ukiv taken off the saddle ain't well Lashit Stanin. Shinishamai de Masui. She was Shinosu by Jim. Vilo Shotul Elich Pislon. Shrayu Tana Mel of the Army in Shi. Right, Lesway. Loyetse Asus Bizonov Shoel. You can't let a horse go out with the tail of a fox. You used to put it around the horse, the trashy Bizonov Shoel. Shetolum by Benin. You used to tie it between the eyes of the horse. Shlayish by Yain. That nobody should give an iron horror to the horse. So they used to put the tail of a fox on the horse. That took away the ayin hara. They put a nice string to make noise, to make the source look nice. Rashi zuriyus lanoi, a nice some colorful string they put there to make it look nice. It's also for source to go out on Shabbos. Lo yetze hazov bekishaloi. A person, the Odom, it's a Zav, and he has a kiss to put around his gear to check himself if he sees or not, it's also walked out on Shabbos. Trash it, kiss Shaloi, Shetel Yam, to turn around your gid, Lakabel Zoi. For live doik minion reyoso, Shena Tachshit Loi. It's not called a Tachshit, it's only called a Masui, therefore it's also. For Loi Izim, a kiss Shabbadadim, and not goats. If you have the kiss, you tie around its udders, it's also. For Loi Pora, Bechoser Shabbafia. You can't let a cow go out because if you have it muzzled up, you can't let it go out with it on Shabbos. These are called masuis. Shrashi kish of the dayim, the kabel cholav hanoitiv, the kabel the milk. Inamish lo yishoto the daim. The others shouldn't get scratched. Alakoytsim on the thorns. Show you the daim gasim. That's thick others, so it shouldn't get dirty or get hurt. The choson shofia shechoys min oisa. You muzzle it. Shleitira besodas acherim. Ogeshmegiim lamokim ruyosim. Night the night say menu. Because also let a cow go out muzzled on Shabbos. Vloy sayochim not young cows calves. Vitrasklin shofia. L'rishus rabbi. You can't let a siach means the young calves. Go out with a truskle around its neck, b'fiim, that's his basket around its neck, b'shus rabim. So the mashim claw, it's only yasa to let him walk out b'shus rabim. But to put it on his neck in the chotzer, it's mutter. So this is the stira. Before Shmuel Paskin, it's also to put the truskle around its neck. And here it's mashim allowed to put the truskle around its neck. Just not let him walk out b'shus rabim. But not b'shus rabim, it's mutter. You can't let him go out with a sandal, the straps around his feet. Now with a kameya, that's like a good luck charm. You have a kameya, afal pisha mumcha. Even though it's mumcha, it's checked out already, healed up three times already, still it's also for behemoth to walk out. There's no din kameya for behemoth. Vizu, chayme be behemoth mebiodim. This is a chumadika din by behemoth mebiodim. Because in Adam, a person is allowed to walk out with a kameya on Shabbos. But a behemoth doesn't have a din kameya. Avoyoitzuhu, ba'agit shagabi maka. If he has a wound, he's allowed to walk out with a bandit on top of it. Or the kishishim shagabi ashever. If he has a broken leg and he has what are called the stick stall to keep it in place, he's allowed to walk out with it. Or the shul yamadalelas bo. And if the shul you the placenta is falling out of the animal, he's allowed to let him walk out with it on Shabbos like that. It's not called a masui. Or perkin lo zug b'tzavorim. You can let him walk out with a bell. As long as you're stuffed up the bell, it's not going to make noise on Shabbos. Or matayelas imay b'chotzer. He's allowed to walk with it. Let him walk out with this zug in the chotzer on Shabbos. Ketoni mi is a kasher that says here, v'loy sayochem not young calves, but trasklin shabafihim that there's a basket around the neck and the feet around the mouth as she with it. L'shus rabim they can't walk out. L'shus rabim it's a diik. L'shus rabim who deloy they can't walk out. L'shus rabim ho bechotzer shafadami but you not let them walk out this way bechotzer. So it's a kasher on Shmuel. Shmuel said it's also my love b'gdolim u'mishum tainig. My love we're talking about big animals and really the animal could bend down and eat. No, why are you putting the basket around his neck? Give him tainig. Let him have a little bit easy for him. So you see, mishum tainig is not cool. You're allowed to do it. It's mutter. You don't have the gzeira, like Rashi said. It looks like you're putting it on to make him go carry it outside. Mishum tainig is mutter. And the Gemara loy, v'ktanim mishum tzar. We're talking about after small calves. And a small calf can't eat. So Mela, if you don't put the basket in his mouth, the left tzar poshni can't eat. So mishum tzar, it's mutter. Rashi ketanim, akvaseim gevoyim, v'tzavarim ketukotin, our small necks. V'yeshklem tzar l'surcha, it gives them a lot of tzar to bend down, agavi kakav lechon. Therefore, mishum tzar, you gotta pick up the food for them to eat. The mordekin, I'm gonna bring you right from this. Diktani, it says, dum yu de kimeya shramini. Shemadashi, dum yu de kimeya mishum chayli. What do you wear a kimeya for if you're sick and you want to have a galah charm, something to heal you? That's why you put it on. Namulet. So here also, why is the behemoth wearing this? Because he's a chaylik, he can't eat. So only a small behemoth can eat, but a big behemoth could eat. There's a little bit more. Amamar, v'lei b'kimeya. An animal came without with what? With an amulet. Alpha pisha mumcha. Even though it checked out three times when he healed up the behemoth, still it's also. Iva nan tanan v'lei b'kimeya sheina mumcha. Later the Mishnah says an animal can't go out with a mumcha, with a kimeya that's not mumcha. It wasn't checked out. Mashmah was checked out three times and healed up the animal. It's mutter to walk out on Shabbos. And the Gemara, hokinami sheina mumcha. We're talking about no, it wasn't checked out. For the Gemara, v'yava pisha mumcha ketoni. The Brisa says clearly, even though it was checked out, it healed you three times, still the animal can't walk out with it. And the Gemara, mumcha liyodim. We're talking about it was a mumcha that healed up three people, three mentioned. Of v'yena mumcha l'behema. It wasn't checked out for behema. Could heal an Adam, it gets worse, it gets more sick. Havadi should be a mumcha automatically for an Adam for Behema. And the Gemara 9 in, it's like a shrew. Adam, the Yisle Mazlo, a person that has a mazel, is Messiah. It starts an Indian of a mazel, they help you along, is the mazel. So Melo, an Adam, get healed up easier. Mashenkin Behema, the Lesle Mazlo, Messiah. A behema doesn't have a mazel, he only goes both the push to the teva. So male, this kameya is not a mumcha for him, it doesn't heal it up. For the Gemara, Yehochi, Yevazoi, Mazda, Chayim, Abhema, Bodom. What do you mean it's stronger, the din of Abhema for Nodim? They both have the same halachis. Azasa, it's a mumcha, is mutter for both. If it's not a mumcha, it's also for both. And the Gemara, mi sarvata kimeya koya, sanda koya. Are you saying it's going on the kimeya? No, kimeya has the same halacha. If it's a mum who has checked out three times already, both in order and him can walk out with it. That we say it's mochama means on sandal. That the ritsu is on the sandal, or sandal. That a sandal for an odom is allowed to wear shoes, a behemah is not allowed to walk out with the shoes on Shabbos. A sandal is also for behemah. That's the mochama big din. Shashi v'zechem v'dektoni v'lei v'heima v'sandl shabragleam. Habeima came out with a choose, therefore it's a mochdasta din tzmochomer, but not for the kimeya.